They went out and they spent 2 days, got 165 or something like that. Well, that's what I mean. It's those tame ones that they, yeah.
Ready?
That's what I figured.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Yes, I'm here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Strulick?
Here. A motion to approve our minutes of the October 18th meeting.
I'd make that motion.
Motion's been made.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strulick?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills on payroll.
General Administration, $24,348.30. Police, $19,544.05. Fire, $4,194.52. Street, $7,684.97. Parks, $580.54. Public Health and Safety, $1,143.58. Police and Fire Commission, $750. Liability Insurance, $221,629.42. Infrastructure, $1,835.25. Garbage, $27.70. Cemetery, $380.91. Water Operations, $21,323.55. Sewer Operations, $3,457.04. Water Deposits, $725. Clinton Sanitary District, $52,403.45. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $2,500. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $57.04. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $1,302,904.04.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tom, you have a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I sure do.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strulick?
Yes. This evening we got a gentleman that wants to come forward to the council.
I was out riding around the other day and I was driving by the cemetery and I noticed all these little kids running around between tombstones. So I wheeled in there and see what the heck was going on. By golly, he told me. I'm going to let him tell you the rest. Kelby McMath is here to let us know about his program.
Thank you. All right, so like he mentioned, over the last 2 years, 8th grade social studies students at the junior high here in town have participated in what's called the Good Cemeterian Project. And this gives kids kind of an opportunity to get involved in the community, do a little hands-on history. And so what I had them do was they actually researched a veteran from the Civil War who's buried out at Woodlawn Cemetery. And over the last couple weeks, they have scoured census records online, newspaper articles, marriage records from the 18 and 1900s to try and create a project based on their veteran's life. And then as a culminating part of the project, the kids actually went out to the cemetery and they cleaned the gravestones with a cleaner that's designed to clean gravestones. It takes all the dirt and grime off of them. They scrubbed them down and made them look brand new. So they've done a really nice job over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and really worked hard on it. I'm very proud of them for it.
Tell them the numbers of kids you've had out there.
Last year I had about 130-ish, and this year we had about 120. So we have roughly 120 graves that have been cleaned and look new. So if you haven't driven through, I mean, you can tell which ones have been worked on and which ones haven't. It's really an impressive effort.
And so, these are the graves that probably would not get attention if it wasn't for something like this.
So yeah, so a lot of them, they have been lost to time. I mean, you couldn't read what they said. I went through and kind of marked them on a map where they were, but the kids are really the ones. They put in the elbow grease and cleaned them up and made them look very, very nice. So
they were having fun, too.
They were, yes.
So from the cemetery department, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Great having kids out there.
Yes, it really gets them involved, and you know, a lot have either gone sledding down the hill or walked around it, but they've never really taken the time to get to know who's out there. And you know, there's people who have been murdered or killed in war and have interesting stories. And I had the kids last year make like an online map of where all the gravestones were, and I think it was Clint mentioned at a Rotary meeting that you guys actually had that done. So we'll move on to some of the other cemeteries and work on that part, but hey, I appreciate the support. It's very nice, and especially for the kids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think they had pictures in the paper, didn't we?
Yeah.
You have pictures in the Journal, Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice article.
Yeah. Yes, they did. Very nice job for us, so.
Thank you, you too.
Appreciate it.
No report. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that this is the last month we will be picking up brush. We suspend brush for December, January, February. And of course, if there's a storm or something, we'll pick it up. So just remember, 2 weeks from today, which is the 15th, will be the last week we pick up brush. We haven't brought in our part-time guys yet for leaf pickup. As you notice, not many leaves have fallen yet. You know, with this weather this week, hopefully the things will start changing and we'll get them in. And as soon as, you know, leaves start falling, we'll get enough. We'll get the guys in, get them picked up, and just appreciate everybody can get them out as fast as they can so we get them cleaned up. Also, the Center Street project is pretty much getting wrapped up. Talking with Steve, there's a few more things they've got to fix yet, but it's going to get wrapped up here fairly quick. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Public property?
I've got a couple of things on an ongoing issue. Every city, every little community is having the same issues with infrastructure. It's getting older. It's been in the ground for, shoot, some of it 100 years. It's stuff that we keep trying to work on. I know every time somebody does a new overlay on a street, it seemed like within about a week we're out there busting a hole, fixing a leak, and we try to take care of stuff as we can, as we have money available. We've done some pretty good-sized projects over around Lincoln School area. But it seemed like we still have areas that really are an ongoing saga. And one of those is right out here on 51 South that goes into Evans and Stone Edition. The guys were out there this end of the week and the weekend, and they had to take and clamp four different leaks. That main, whether there's something in the ground that is making that cast iron main weak. We've had that in the past where cinders and when people did coal and they dump it on the alleys or down in the street, they used it as filler, used it to make a roadway. It gets down, it'll pit the cast iron main. There's all kinds of different chemicals that can take and hurt it. But that's one that it seems like it's an ongoing saga. And I talked with Lloyd. It's been one of those things we've been kind of putting on the burner, but we're trying to tell the people in that neighborhood they're out of water every time because it, you know, just a 4-inch main at that point going over. It puts an inconvenience on them. It makes us have to go get boil orders. And that's something that come spring we are looking at going ahead and taking out that section, putting in new pipe. That's something we can do our own self because it just, it's irritating and it just time consuming. Those clamps aren't cheap. We're going to have that entire section there with one giant stainless steel clamp the way we're going. So it's going to be something to try. That will probably be with some plastic, the new plastic. It doesn't get ate by the different chemicals or whatever's in the ground. Try that. See if we can't do some things to start figuring out. Whenever we have a bad place like that, we're going to have to just start biting the bullet, start repairing and replacing. So that is basically what we're looking at. We want the people out there to know that we are going to be our concern. We are going to take care of it as soon as we can when the weather breaks and we can get out there and replace that section by McHenry's and that across.
It's a fire protection issue out there.
Yes, because it's just so much problems with it. And we did, you know, there's 6-inch main down below the hill and coming up, and we did work on that ditch area and put some new in, but we just haven't got that section and just going to have to work on it to try to take care of that. So that's coming up. The second thing is, after our meeting last meeting, there's been some things that came up that has just irked me a little bit, kind of bothered me, because you get out in the public and there's things that happen and you hear about it secondhand, but it's things that need to be addressed in this room a lot of the time. And Danny, it's going to be your department. I want to take and tell you right off the bat, I hear that you got a new piece of equipment that's going to help with rescue efforts at the lake. You got an actual boat that the fire department can use. I've even heard that you've even had to use it already.
3 days after we got it.
I want to, you know, get people clarified on why we got that, how it came about. And then I've got a couple of things I want to bring up on how it came to be in Clinton. Because there's been a lot of different talk and a lot of different things that if I'd really had the knowledge last meeting and had the chance to clarify it, I would have then, but I didn't have all the information that I have now. And I want to get this right out there to where there is no more of this he said, she said stuff that we get going back and forth. And if you can explain to me this boat, what, how it's set up and why it's for fire and why it's for those kind of rescue things, I'd really like to hear that.
We've never had really a boat for Clinton Lake. I mean, that's a big part of our fire district. And we had the opportunity to purchase one. We've wanted one forever. But the men used some of their 2% money, which is for them to buy tools and equipment with. And this came up, Benton Fire Department. Got a new one through Mavis, and they put it online. Unbelievable price, so... Our guys seen it, and they all drooled, so we made a bid on it, and we got it. And then after that, we had to wait for them to go through all the government procedures to post it and stuff. And then when it became available, I went down south and picked it up and brought it back to Clinton.
Okay. Well, and that's my next point. That's where the sticking point is that has kind of irritated me. People around town, they don't ever ask a complete question. I've had it with the water department. I've had no street department. They go around. You want to hear innuendos and things that are thrown out at you. When they don't ask the question of the person that is really doing the job, like when we had water rates increase and the things that the reasoning behind it, I got trashed a lot on Facebook. I think Kenny's been trashed with the street department and how things are ran. I know that you got kind of in a predicament with it because you went down personally and picked us up, used your vehicle, took it down. It's 370 miles down there, round trip. We have, through the IRS, we get paid 56 cents per mile. I also know you didn't turn in a sheet. You didn't turn in for mileage. But if, at that rate, that's $207.20, okay? But what I got to hear out there was the fact that you filled up your truck with the city's gas tank. That's all you asked for. The other, you know, you had to fill up at least twice with that kind of mileage with your truck. You had to fill up at least twice. So
27 gallons of gas.
Somebody else went out and, you know, you paid for the first tank yourself or somebody else did. And then you went and just topped it off.
Right.
And then, you know... Even if it's $70, if you tipped off your tank, like my truck, I know what it does. And it's like if I get it at the price we are now, that's $70. That's a whole lot different than $207.20. If somebody wants to make an issue out of that and wants to say it, then come up here and talk to us. Let us know what's going on. I don't want to hear this in the coffee shop. I don't want to hear it out here because somebody's mad, you know. But... I'm explaining it right now. You know, it was nice. You work out of town. You take and you do stuff all the time when you have to take away your time from your family. We've all had to go places and do things. And you could have just stayed at home. But you also didn't use one of the vehicles from the fire department that could have been in service. If that, during the time you were doing that, if there was a fire and you needed the vehicle.
We could have took squad 5 down to get it. But we were running so many calls, and that's what hauls manpower to the calls. So that's the reason I drove my truck.
Okay. Well, that's the things that people don't get to hear. That's not the thing that they get to know, and all we get here is the side bar of it of, well, you're getting gas, you're taking something from the city. Well, that's not true.
That was just an attack on me.
And I didn't care for it. If somebody wanted to say it right here in a public meeting and put us on the spot, that's great. Come in here and tell me, say it. But if I have to hear it secondhand and then I have to take, and they're not even going to come in here and say it, you know, that didn't get it for me. And I'm showing you exact figures right here, and I don't care. I'm a little steamed. It ticked me off more than you'll ever imagine, because I said, there's all kinds of things I do, you do, everybody in this table does, that doesn't cost the city. We still go out and do it. It gets done. It gets taken care of. And then you get one thing like that, and they don't even look at what it would have been if somebody else had to went and do this. But then that's all you hear about. And I'm just saying it right here. There's no reason to sugarcoat it, no reason to turn it around. I appreciate it. Thank you for going and getting it. I think it's going to be worthwhile. I know that there's been a lot of different things that's happened to that lake, that you got to go borrow a boat, you got to do something else when you have to go out on it. And it's going to be good that we've got that. But I don't like you getting hatcheted for something that really you didn't do inappropriately or whatever. And I'm sitting here right now thanking you for going and getting it. And if the people that wanted to take and get on you and say something about it, there's figures right here. You can do the math yourself. And that doesn't even pay for your time, wear and tear on your own vehicle, or anything else that's not even considered. But just the monetary value, if you want to take and bitch and complain about that, then I'm sorry for you. And I don't care if it gets me in trouble if they want to come and say something. Come right here in this dang meeting and say it. Don't do it anywhere else, but come right in this room and you tell me about it right to my face and I'll address it. If I have a problem in my department, I have something that bothers you, come and find me. I'm not a person to back away from anything. I'm not afraid of anything you want to tell me. I'm a big boy. I've been chewed on by the best. But if you got something to say, come to me and say it. Don't do it around behind. And maybe you took that well. I didn't. And I don't care who knows it. So it's out there. I've said it. And I'm not going to take one thing back because I mean every damn bit of it.
Well, I'll say this. I didn't run a $30,000 water line to my house. So love to go with that.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say about it.
But anyway, that's mine. I'm off my soapbox now, and I'm sorry. But it took me a little bit of time to work that up. But that's what I said, and I mean it.
Appreciate it saying something.
And that's all I have, Mr. Okay. Mayor.
Thank you, John. Health and safety.
Ben, you got anything?
No, sir.
I haven't got anything on you, man.
I don't either.
I'm sorry, man. And if I need tase, come tase me. I don't care.
The fire department on the fire side has been pretty active. I mean, it seems like all the towns around us have had a big fire. You know, Walpella had a big one. We had a big one last night. And you ought to feel good. All these towns come together and work together. And, you know, so that's what your volunteers are out there doing. So you see them out there, tell them thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Accounts and finance, Tom?
Tom, you're going to need to unmute your microphone.
Got anything, Tom?
There you go.
There, okay. The only thing I have is about, it'll come up later in the meeting about putting the tax levy on file. So.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the minimum maximum contribution agreement.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1538, an ordinance authorizing the execution of the RMA minimum maximum contribution agreement in the amount of $221,454.42.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Sterling.
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place on file the outlots contracts for lot number four. Number four and five. Number five, lot eight and lot nine. And we're also going to place on file the annual levy. And with that, we'll close our meeting. We're going into closed session.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
That motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Hi, Paul.
Y'all like so?
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Good night, all.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening.